Dr. Amar, is that correct?
Yes.
Tell me, first of all, your title and what you do here at the Regional Center for Food and Feed.
Here in our center, we are responsible for quality control for all the ingredients which imported from outside Egypt and also produced inside Egypt and all manufactured feed. And we make a quality control for more than about 5 million ton yellow corn imported from mainly from U.S., more than 80 to 85% from U.S. and the rest from Argentina and a small quantity from East of Europe. Mm-hmm. Also, we make quality control about all the ingredients which imported from outside.
Now, you have set up your lab here to kind of meet the standards of United States Food Feed Grain Inspection Service. Since you've started, can you describe the growth in the number of samples you do each year, and what has that meant for grain imports?
We established our Egyptian standard, Egyptian specification for all the ingredients, especially grains, from 1992 when we established the first grains inspection lab through the cooperation between our lab and the U.S. Grains Council. And after that, we established another two lab in the harbor. And the last year we established the last one in Damietta Harbor. And we renew the specification according to the international specification. And our specification for grains is the same specification in the U.S., which used in Federal Grain Inspection Service in U.S.
Since you've been able to do this quality of testing, how has that affected the imports that you bring in?
Yes. From more than 10 years ago, the rejected shipment was a very large amount, and the cost of this shipment was more than $10.5 million per year, and this cost decreased until arrived less than $500,000 in the last year. And this is for good quality control for all the ingredients, and this is a good impression for all the human and also for animal production.
So the importers know they have to supply you with better quality grain because you inspect it.
Yes.
And you'll know.
Yes.
And that, just like you said, that means better quality than for, yes, for the country.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for having us here. I enjoyed talking with you, and thanks for the tour.
You're
of the
welcome,
labs.
And we hope good cooperation and more than this cooperation. Thank you, and welcome in Egypt.
All right. Thank you.